And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. It's Prescott Chamber Day, Robert.
Yes, it is, Sherry. Good afternoon. We sure have a great show coming up.
Yeah, we sure do. We got some great guests today, Robert, and we have folks from Ease Home Watch, Apricot Lane, Latero and Associates CPAs, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Americans are deciding who is better to rebuild our economy.
If Joe Biden gets elected, we can kiss goodbye to the economy that we've been enjoying.
I voted for Hillary, but Biden has openly admitted that he's going to raise taxes.
Joe Biden will raise taxes and kill jobs.
I think Joe Biden's going to raise my taxes.
Joe Biden could never handle the economy after COVID.
As a small business owner, President Trump has been the greatest president we have seen.
This is a president that has kept his promises.
President Trump has already been fixing our economy. Jobs are coming back.
I feel very confident in President Trump's ability to get our economy back to where it was and even better.
Anybody who understands how business works, that's a person that I can get behind.
President Trump is rebuilding our economy, creating a better future for everyone. The choice is clear.
I'm Donald Trump, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Robert, today is Prescott Chamber Day.
It
and
sure
you're
is.
Here to introduce our first guest.
Thank you, Sherry, and good afternoon, everyone. My first guest is Mr. Paul Barnes from Ease Home Watch. Welcome to the show, Paul. Tell us a little bit about yourself before we dive into the Ease Home Watch, part of the business anyway.
Great. Actually, I was a veteran when I was younger, much younger, and I got into construction and became a contractor in Reno, Nevada in 1990 and was licensed there until I moved to San Diego, where I became a licensed contractor there and met my wife. And we've decided that we wanted more of a small town life. And I knew about Prescott, and we moved over here, and we love it here. We've been established here for 16 years, and we just started this business because we saw a need for homeowners that are living in this area part-time, and they want someone to take care of their property up here in Prescott.
Mm-hmm. It's a great business, that's for sure.
Well, I tell you what, it's something that's probably really needed. I don't think people realize what can happen if you leave your home. Maybe you're traveling for a long extended time or, you know, things of that nature. So why don't we share with them all the things that you do with the service?
Absolutely. What I do on a standard inspection of a property is walk around the outside of the property and the grounds, and check for rodents or any damage that might have occurred since the last inspection. Then I go into the house and go into every room and check for, again, critters, ants, bugs, make sure that there's no water damage anywhere, mm-hmm. Nothing that is out of place. And I've been in a contractor since 1990, so I'm pretty alert to what is wrong, and I am good at finding a solution. I am not a licensed contractor now, and I won't override any contractor. I'm an advocate for the homeowner, so when a contractor is brought in, I'll make sure that the property is taken care of, cleaned up, and the way a homeowner would want their property treated. It's definitely an investment, and they want it taken care of if they're there or not.
Absolutely. So you have the basic services, and then I see here on your marketing brochure that you also have additional services.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about that for a little bit for our listeners.
Sure. I've been working on houses all these years, so I will do some landscaping. You know, the sprinkler systems I can repair if I find a sprinkler head not working properly inside the house or in the garage. If you want shelves built or, you know, some kind of repairs in the home, I'm probably going to be able to do it. I will not do something that I'm not able to do, and then we would call in somebody, the appropriate people, to take care of that. So if you have a project, I can unlock the door, let your contractor in to do the work that you want done, and then lock up after him, make sure the house is secure. That sort of covers it, you know, taking care of their home when they're not in town.
Mm-hmm. Here's one of my personal favorites that I'm reading here, because who hasn't done this before? Did you forget anything when you left? Close the garage door, turn off the TV. For me, it's the curling iron. we can check it for you. So that's a great, that's the kind of stuff that really makes you feel uncomfortable. You know, it's kind of like the Home Alone scenario. Did you forget something or yeah. leave somebody at home they shouldn't have? So that's a great additional service.
I know. Isn't that cool that you can just call Homeease or Ease Home Watch for that when you're on the road
right.
and think, oh, my God, did I leave the coffee pot on, or did I do this? Just call you, and you take care of it right away.
Yeah, well, take care of that. And if you're coming into town late and say, well, I sure would like to have eggs and bacon in the refrigerator for us, I can take care of that also.
Now that's service.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. So you can handle the shopping, and so when they arrive home, it's all set for them.
Yeah, and their mail's all been picked up, whether it's at a general location for all mailboxes or their individual box. So it's brought into the house and take care of the property so it looks like it's lived in. So it doesn't look like it's vacant.
And here's one thing that I also noticed here, that you're also a certified home watch professional. So you have all the credentials required to be accredited and certified to do this kind of service.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. It's actually, I'm part of a National Home Watch Association. I'm the only one in town with those credentials. They set the standards. They do a background check once a year, and I have a liability insurance for the work that I do. So you can be assured that your property is safe, your belongings will be safe. Something that the local competitors, they set their own standards, and we're going off of what works nationally.
Well, I think this is a wonderful service for the area. Now, this also says that you're serving Prescott and the surrounding areas, so you'll go as far as Hawaii then?
I would love to. There is a trip chart.
There you go. But you cover, I am assuming, the Quad City area.
Exactly. And I'm I've had people talking to me about way back in the woods too, and I actually bought a four-wheel drive so I could get to everybody's house no matter what time of year.
Oh, there you go.
So everything's a possibility, whether it's working on their place or taking care of it. I'm up to anyone to talk to them about what their needs are. And everybody's needs are different. There isn't a Walmart one-size-fit-all type of pricing. Mm-hmm. Some people will want their plants taken care of inside and out. Mm-hmm. And some people just want to make sure there aren't vagrants using their house.
There you go. And the only thing that I don't see on here, and it's probably for obvious reasons, but it doesn't seem, you have everything, your handyman, all of this stuff, but I don't see anything about pets.
I do not.
Yeah, okay. I just want to clarify that.
Yeah, I'm very adamant about animals shouldn't be left in a house by themselves. And even if I was there once a day, I think that's not enough mm-hmm. for animals. So it's my standard of I don't do that.
That's
there
good.
Are companies in town that take care of your pet. They mm-hmm. take them mm-hmm. to their hotel and they stay there, and wouldn't take care of any animals.
Absolutely, and we have quite a few of those kind of members as well. But I thought I'd throw it out there because that's something that someone could perceive with this, with the home watch, is to consider that. But I think you're spot on. An animal needs more attention than this one time. So anything else you want to share with our listeners about your service?
I think we pretty well covered everything.
How to get a hold of you, website?
It's called At Ease Home Watch, and we do have a wonderful website that you can look at. And all the information is right there on the website. The telephone number is area code 928-308-8188, and that phone is with me all the time. And the website is small letters at easehomewatch123@gmail.com.
Very good. And you're located in the Prescott area.
Yes.
And you'll service the Quad City for watching your home if you're out of town or traveling. So that's a great thing. And you also do additional service, including handyman work, landscape, cleaning, pool care, pest control, window washing, and you'll arrange for food and beverages before arrival. That
yes.
pretty much covers it all. Very good. Well, we're very proud to have you as a chamber member. We're thankful that you're part of our family, and I think this is a great service to the area, and we welcome you and congratulate you on your service.
Well, thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely, and thank you for your service with our country as well.
No, thank you.
You bet. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott. 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Sloan, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Sloan. Read more about my plan at ericsloan.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, and it's a wonderful Prescott Chamber day.
It's a beautiful day. It's a little chilly, but, winter comes fast around here, it seems like, but it's folks, it's going to be spring, I guess, in the next couple of days, it seems like.
Straight up.
So who could guess it?
It's the only place where you can live where you can have snow, summer, spring, fall, all in the same week. The
sprinklers came on this morning on the lawn, and it looked like it was snowing outside. So it's like, oh, gee.
Well, Robert, you're here to introduce our next guest.
Thank you, Sherry. And good afternoon, everyone. Our next guest is Bree Sipla from Apricot Lane, a new business in the Prescott area. You have lots to talk about, Bree. So welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about you and your family, how you got here, things like that, before we dive into Apricot Lane.
Okay, well, I am a native Arizonian. I graduated here in Chino Valley. I raised my kids up in Flagstaff, moved to Washington State for a couple of years, and just realized that that was not home, so here I am. I raised my family. They're still there, which I miss them so much. But my husband and I are here, and we decided to do something different. And I've always wanted to have this boutique. I thought a franchise would have been an amazing way to go with it. I started researching this particular franchise, Apricot Lane Boutique, for 3 years. They're just, everything about them just really spoke to me. And it just became very clear that this is the route I wanted to take and what I wanted to bring to Prescott.
Well, it is a wonderful boutique. I know I was there the first day you opened, and I'm very familiar with the franchise from the Michigan area. So,
oh, yeah.
So when I heard you were coming to Prescott, I was so excited.
Oh, good. Yes, it's so exciting to be here.
And a hometown girl at that.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yay.
And it's something that Prescott's needed for a long time, from what I understand.
That was my understanding,
in the area,
too. Yeah, so being away for a couple of years.
So tell the folks what kind of a clothing store Apricot Lane is.
It's a women's multi-generational clothing store. And what I mean by multi-generational is that there is something for all ages. There's so many times we'll have the young girls come in with their moms or their grandmas, and they all find things that they love, and that was very important to me to be able to provide something beautiful for everyone.
And it's quality material. I mean, it's quality clothing, and it's fashionable.
Absolutely. We are completely on trend. Being a franchise, we do have people at corporate that have great connections with some beautifully branded apparel lines and a lot of up-and-coming brands as well that we're very excited to have and be able to showcase in a store as well.
I love it because you can go from just kind of comfortable, casual to bougie, sassy.
Yes. A little bit of everything. I know, I love that too.
Whatever that is.
I think you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, and the store is beautiful. Why don't we tell our listeners where you're located?
Oh, so we are in the Depot Marketplace. We are on the Sheldon's, or as I always say that, we're actually on the Montezuma side. We're directly behind the Starbucks. Where the old Manzanita Manzanita?
It used to be Manzanita.
Yeah. Yep.
Next door to the bike shop.
Yes, yep. Right next to the bike shop.
I go there. I don't go to the Apple Cobblade. Sorry.
Yes. And right next to Bia Petal, which is a great neighbor to have there, too.
And not only do you have clothing there, but you also have really fun accessories as well. I know I was able to get my best friend a birthday gift from there, and it was just a lot of really fun other things, too, like candles and
all
purses and I think shoes. Did
yes,
I see
we
shoes?
Even have
yeah.
a few styles of shoes, and we're bringing in a lot more of that type of thing for Christmas. We're going to be carrying Capri candles, which is something that only I will have in the Prescott area. We'll be having more bags and candles and skincare lines and fun Christmas decorations, just little things like that, yeah.
And what are your hours, Bree?
Well, currently we are Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5, but we will extend for the holiday season, starting Black Friday. We'll be open every day of the week, and we'll be open until 7.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And I was in the store, and you guys are all practicing the CDC guidelines and all that great stuff as well, so we appreciate that.
Yes.
That
absolutely.
Helps keep us all safe. And
absolutely.
And so that's nice to know. Give us some fashion tips for the fall. What can fall, winter, I guess we're...
Oh,
what,
fun, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So this year, the trend in patterns would be your camouflage, which this town really loves, some fun cheetah prints, tie-dyes even making a way back around. The trend for style tends to be kind of that relaxed and a little oversized just because we all kind of came out of that for so long. We don't really want to get back in those tight-forming clothes. So here we are, just comfortable sleeves, the details and puffy and... just like you can't see what I'm wearing right now.
It's beautiful.
Just flowy and then a lot of nice big heavy sweaters.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be carrying a lot of sweaters. We have miracle sweaters and dreamer sweaters. And if you don't know what those are, you're going to have to come in and see.
There you go.
Yeah.
And since you've opened, how are things going?
Wonderful. The response has been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Better than I could have expected. I think people are really happy to have us here. We hear that every day. We're so happy you're here. Thank you so much for being here. This is what we needed. So it just makes my heart warm.
Yeah. And that is. And I think, you know, one of the things that I appreciate about the area is that people really enjoy supporting our local businesses. And the fact that you're here, you're a native of ours, we want to take care of you.
I appreciate that so much. And in return, I also want to support the local community as well. And part of the reason why I chose Apricot Lane is because it's very big on giving back to the community. So we'll be starting some events coming next year that y'all should be looking for that will just be events giving back to local charities.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share with our listeners?
Just want to thank everybody for this outpour support that I have been getting. Like I said, it's it's more than I expected, and I feel so blessed. I don't know what else I can say. I feel so blessed. I want to just thank this team of ladies that I have put together. I can't say blessed enough times, but they've been amazing, and they've been with me from the very start. They helped me build this. They were there labeling and pricing and steaming and hanging and putting things where it needed to be, and they have just been amazing. And I think you guys will think they're amazing too. They're so helpful. They're there to style. They have knowledge. They know what they're doing, and we do constantly update our trends and whatnot. We're always on the lookout for the new things. So we'll make sure that you guys are always going to be very fashionable.
So when the gentleman's come in, like Robert, needs to buy a gift for his wife.
Hey, they have candles too.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, when you need to buy for your wife.
Yes. I know what the trends are. Camouflage, paisley.
Yes. No, I don't think paisley was one of them.
Oh, well, it was one of them. Tie-dye. That
tie-dye,
was it.
Yeah.
I think you're spot on because, in the biking world, I do a lot of mountain biking, and that is trending now, is the camouflage and that tie-dye in shirts.
You'll see it just across the board.
Yeah, that's
well,
funny.
So let me tell you, we are encouraging ladies to create a wish list, and we are actually taking appointments for gentlemen to come in to do some shopping with their wives and get a little one-on-one treatment.
Nice.
So that's wonderful.
Oh, that's personal. That's great.
Absolutely. And do you have any other – do you have any programs or anything else that – or sign up to get – to understand what – offers you may be having or something like that?
So we do a lot on social media. You can find us at Apricot Lane Prescott with Facebook and Instagram. And we also will be sending out emails. If you're interested, come in, fill out a little email, and we'll get you in our system. And we always send out events. And I'll also be putting a list of events inside of your bag when you make a purchase as well, so you'll have those.
That's wonderful. And how many are on your team as far as how many do you employ?
5, including myself.
Right, yeah. That's and from start to finish, how long did this dream take place for you?
Okay, I made my first call to corporate in December, and my plan was to open in June, and we all know how that went.
Yeah.
So they have been extremely supportive, and just everything just really fell into place the way it was supposed to. And so once we just decided that we were still going to make this happen and open at the very end of September, it took about 3.5 months from beginning to finish with the build-out and the ordering of the clothes and just on both ends. And my husband, who's been absolutely amazing building this for me, and still just anything. I mean, I just recently asked him, will you make me a table? So I've got a new table in my store.
That's great.
But that's just a small part of his love and support through all of this. He's been right by my side, and every little thing I said, I'd really like to see that happen, and boom, it's there. So.
And he's in the studio next door listening, so
yes.
Shout out. Thank you.
Shout out to Mr. Sipla.
That's great. And again, let's tell our listeners, we're talking with Bree, the owner of Apricot Lane Boutique, which is opened here in Prescott, and the location and phone number and all that fun stuff.
Yes, again, so we're in the Depot Marketplace, 377 North Montezuma, Suite 102. You can call us at 928-237-9309, or you can send me an email at prescott@apricotlaneusa.com.
Wonderful. And just we just have a few more minutes left, so I'm going to ask you the trick question. What's the most rewarding aspect of your work?
The people. The customers are so amazing. Just to see their smiles come in and help them find something that helps them feel beautiful. That's really my goal in life, is just to build other women up. And, they come in and they're like, oh, I don't like that shirt, it shows off this. I'm like, you know what? It's beautiful. You're beautiful. And I want to encourage that and kind of change your little outlook on the way that women tend to see themselves. And we're all hard on ourselves, but to bring somebody in and to style them and give them things that make them feel beautiful is just the most rewarding. They walk out with just huge smiles on their face. And I usually get a lot of hugs when they're leaving. So that makes me feel like this is what I'm doing. I'm doing something good here. So.
Well, it's hard to keep track of what's fashionable and what it should look like. So I think that's wonderful. And I'm so happy that we have a brick and mortar here because we need that.
Yes.
That you can't buy good. You should buy it in person clothing. So that you can have the right fit and make sure that it's the style that works for you. And you have trained folks on the floor.
Absolutely.
Helping everyone out.
Yes. Absolutely. All of my girls have been trained. I've trained them personally. I continue my training. They do continue their training. And there's a lot of help with corporate that helps us recognize the trends and what the ladies are looking for.
Well, we are so thankful to have you on as a Prescott Chamber member and part of our family. And we're here to help you any way we can, as you know. And again, just real quick before we have to go to the next commercial, your contact information and location again, and we're listening to Bree with Apricot Lane Boutique.
Okay. We are at the Depot Marketplace, 377 North Montezuma, Suite 102. Find us directly behind the Starbucks, 928-237-9309. My email is prescott@apricotlaneusa.com.
Beautiful. And look for extended hours for the holiday shopping.
Yes.
There you go. Well, Bree, thank you again for being with us today.
Thank you. It was my honor.
And we'll connect soon, I'm sure. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Lee Marquez Peterson and Eric Sloan are running for the Arizona Corporation Commission to make sure Arizona's future is bright. As commissioners, Peterson and Sloan protect ratepayers by standing up to large utilities, by responsibly expanding Arizona's energy portfolio with renewable sources, and by restoring integrity to the commission. They will create a sustainable energy policy the Arizona way. Cast your vote for Lee Marquez Peterson and Eric Sloan for Arizona Corporation Commission.
Paid for by the Home Builders Association of Central Arizona. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV.
Less than a week before the election deadline, and President Trump is back in Arizona to campaign during a stop in Bullhead City, where he had a prediction.
6 days from now, we are going to win Arizona, we are going to win Nevada, and we are going to win 4 more years.
I'm not just running against Joe Biden, I'm running against the left-wing mob and the left-wing media, the big tech giants, and I'm also running against the rhinos. A rhino may be the lowest form of human life.
The Prescott National Forest's Burned Area Emergency Response Team will be starting an assessment of the horse fire area near Crown King.
This assessment involves emergency post-fire risks that could potentially impact human safety or property. Post-fire risks are normally associated with flash floods and unstable soils. Prescott National Forest officials say the footprint of the fire is located within steep and rugged terrain that's susceptible to higher flood runoff. The perimeter is in a remote area, and initial surveys suggest minimal post-fire values are at risk. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Sunny, dry, and warm afternoons return into and through your KQ&A weather weekend, chilling to a mostly clear 33 after bedtime, then heating back up with highs in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt around 73 tomorrow through Saturday, up to 76 Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling overnight to near 36, warming to a sunny 80 Thursday and Friday, 83 this weekend. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues in a moment on KQ&A.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Nihikeya. Our land.
Nihigawa.
Our home.
Itom yo lutu uria.
Our culture.
Ketua kagim biha.
Our future.
Givayutamam vaiche meevcha.
Our decision. There is much on the ballot this year. We must band together in the interests of future generations. Arizona is our home. We will not let its future be decided by others. We will not leave this decision to others. We demand respect, and that demand is heard at the ballot box. The federal government in Phoenix must work with all tribes to invest in education, healthcare, housing, and infrastructure. That cooperation comes when we are heard. Joe Biden will listen. He has always put cooperation and partnership ahead of partisanship. Be heard this November. Vote Joe Biden for president. The Future We Need is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by The Future We Need and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Learn more at www.azthefuturewened.com.
Hey, everyone out there in Radioland. This is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and it's Prescott Chamber Day, and we're having the best day ever.
Thank you, Sherry. We sure are. What a beautiful day.
I know.
And it's Chamber Day.
It is.
As always.
Yeah, for us, it's every day. You're going to introduce our next guest.
Yes, I am. Thanks, Sherry. Good afternoon, everyone. Our next guest is Brian Lantiro from Lantiro & Associates CPAs.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Tell us a little bit. We chatted a little bit before we got on today, but tell us, the folks out there, a little bit about yourself, how you got here, where you're from, okay, before we dive into Lantiro & Associates CPAs.
Okay. Well, you kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit. I'm new to the Prescott area.
Uh-huh.
Actually transplanted from Michigan in March/April. A lot of people might say that's probably about the worst time you could be moving or planning to move, but actually comes from my wife and I moved here along with our family at that time because we were in the process of starting a business or purchasing a business here locally, something that I had been thinking about doing just about all my professional life, but never really had the opportunity. And once I got my CPA after that, put in hours working with Deloitte & Touche and then some automotive supplier from the Detroit metro Michigan area where I'm mm-hmm. where I came from, and finally reached the point where our kids were on their way out of the house going to college, and had an opportunity to kind of achieve something that I always wanted to do, and my wife was willing, so that was the big test. And we just loved Arizona. Was one of the states that we've always come to ever since we were little, including Chicago and Utah, and said, wow, we could kind of kill two birds with one stone if we could find the right operation to begin in Arizona. And actually met a person here, Vic Paraboom, who's had a practice here for over 35 years.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I know the name. Yep, been here a long time.
Right. And including the team that he has there, Emmy Carpluck, has been there over 25 years. Diane Delnecki, 17 years. Tammy Weber, 10 years, are our full-time team that I work with. And I was able to transition in that position, and now I'm the owner and the president. Vic stays on as kind of our principal emeritus. And over the last 6 months, it's just been a kind of a whirlwind meeting all of our clients in this crazy pandemic and tax season, which has been extended, and we were finally closed the book on it, so I was finally able to really do what I wanted to do in terms with the chamber, and I just start getting involved in getting the word out about our practice and meet some other people here in Prescott and in the community.
Well, Brian, it's always awesome to meet a fellow Michigander, and so we were just kind of catching up. And so we're really glad to have you, and you'll find Prescott to be a wonderful home. The one thing that we were talking with Bree about with Apricot Lanes is people here like to support each other, and we all become family, and we want to take care of each other. And I think you'll find that, and you may have already, just by hearing how long your staff has been with the firm.
Right. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, you see that not in only the way that Vic has helped me make a nice, easy transition into the practice, but also from all the clients that we have. You know, it's not unusual at all for a client that Vic's been working with and that I'm meeting for the first time that's been there for 15 years, been working with Vic. So, and I get what you mean by it's a small, much smaller than Detroit or Chicago.
Right.
I think typically you hear the term four levels of connection or something like that, and mm-hmm. Prescott it's two.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'm beginning to find that true too, because I'm starting to see some faces out there that out in the community when I'm doing grocery shopping or running errands that also do business with.
Very good. Now let's talk a little bit about the services that you offer there. Maybe some of our listeners are just coming on in. We have Brian here from Lantero and Associate CPAs, and you're here to tell us about your services.
Right. So as the CPA term might dictate, we are a full-service tax, accounting, and business consulting firm with those services, mostly for small businesses and also individuals. I think the services that I've really noticed that are really important to the community since I've come here are really in the line of tax and integrating personal taxes with small businesses, because there's a lot of, you know, sole proprietorships, S-corps, and with the way I've really noticed since I've gotten here how land prices and housing prices have begun to go skyrocketing. There's a lot of people trying their hand at new businesses. So that coordination and that interplay between the individual taxpayer and the business person is really evident here in Prescott. And also, along with the unfortunate pandemic that's been here since I came here, we've also been able to find a way to help a lot of people and a lot of small businesses with different congressional legislature that's gone through that impacts their businesses, whether it's through the Paycheck Protection Program and the loans that those provided for people who were hurting during the first couple months at least. Other programs through the SBNA, Main Street Lending, and really just kind of interpreting all the confusing proclamations that are made either from the Congress or from the Small Business Administration or the Treasury.
I don't know how you can keep up with that. It's just been ongoing. We've been pushing for PPP to forgive nonprofit C6s. I don't know if they've gotten there yet.
You know, every day it's a new. Yeah. Every day you're right on. You're spot on because every day, at one point there, it seemed like every week, the SBA and the Treasury were coming out with new interpretations, new clarifications, and changing as it went. And then the second iteration of the Paycheck Protection Program changed a lot of the initial requirements for getting that forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And still for debate, you know, there's a lot of technical issues. Like I could go on. I'm probably going to bore most of the listeners if I go on through it. But yes, you're definitely correct. I mean, it's confusing and it's changing, and it's one of the ways that we've really been able to help our clients by helping them stay abreast.
Wonderful. So you focus on small businesses and individual as well, as you mentioned.
That's right.
Yes. Yep. And for our listeners, maybe you might want to let them know where you're located, contact information, so if anybody has some calls, they can get an update from you.
Sure. So just pulling that up real quick.
Yep.
So we're located in the Santa Fe Office Park on Willow Creek Road. Address is 1640 Willow Creek Road. Our phone number is 928-445-4254. And our URL is still being worked on and in transition. So currently you can reach us at www.vicperaboomcpa.com. That's VICPEREBOOMCPA.com. Or you can reach me directly at my email address, which is blantero@vicperaboomcpa.com.
Wonderful. And so you're a full-service CPA firm here in the Prescott area. You service the whole Quad City, I imagine? Are you taking on new clients?
We service the whole Quad City area, mm-hmm. as I'm getting to know it.
Yes.
Where I'm from, Quad City is in Chicago. That's up in Iowa. But, so we not only have clients here in the Quad Cities, but we have clients in California, Idaho, Montana, Arkansas. And I'll qualify that. We're not looking for clients from those other states. These are people who were either in Prescott at one point, and to show you the loyalty, they've left years ago, and we're still doing their returns or their businesses. We get calls from them from all across wherever they've ended up.
Wonderful.
After leaving Prescott. But, yeah, absolutely looking open for new clients and meeting new folks.
Wonderful. So I imagine you're still kind of getting used to the area, but probably we'll be thinking about giving back to the community or getting involved. As you mentioned earlier, you started off with joining the Prescott Chamber, which is a great choice, and we appreciate having you part of our family. Are there going to be some other things that you'll be involved in, as you get into this a little bit longer?
Yeah, absolutely. My plan was originally to do it a lot sooner, but I've actually had a couple of clients who run some nonprofits or are in charge of nonprofits, and I just haven't had the chance to follow up on those opportunities to see if I can get involved. And when I was with back in Detroit with Deloitte & Touche and with another company I worked with, Federal Mogul, we used to always take at least a week. And as employees, help build a house in one project, but cleanup, would go downtown, clean up neighborhoods, mm-hmm. et cetera. That was awesome. And there's nothing better than, in my opinion, doing that. But that's why I joined the chamber, too, to really, as I saw this morning when I joined one of the one of the chamber
yep.
events, you really just pick up a ton
yeah.
as you go. So I'm really hoping that that's going to be a great avenue for me to learn more.
Absolutely. Yeah, we had our coffee virtual connect this morning, and we had quite a few folks on the call, and that was great networking. And we're just glad to have you be a part of our family. We appreciate you moving here. You'll find this to be home, as I have. I've been here for going on 4 years now and haven't looked back, and it's just been great fun. So we appreciate you and look forward to working with you in the future as well.
Yeah, well.
Very good. And we just have a few more seconds, so if you want to give your phone call or phone number where people can get a hold of you.
Yep. Again, my phone number is 928-445-4254.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Brian, for being on the show, and I look forward to catching up with you soon. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Sloan, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Sloan. Read more about my plan at ericsloan.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and we've just had a great day, Robert.
It's been wonderful here today. Sure has, Sherry.
But we have just a short time to tell you about events that are coming up. And yes, folks, there are things coming up that we're so excited about. And first and foremost is Treat Our Members, Friday, October 30th. This is also an open house to the community as well, from 10 to 2 p.m. We are doing some in-person networking from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and we just encourage everybody to come on down to the chamber. We're going to have goodies and all kinds of fun stuff.
Trick-or-treating, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll do business, the tricks.
Business style.
Business stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but Robert, I had asked you, a lot of people are asking, what can we do for Halloween during COVID?
Oh, man, folks, there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, you can't, I always tell folks when they call in that you can't cancel Halloween.
No.
It just comes up. But on Friday, October 30th, the Prescott Center for the Arts, everybody knows about Prescott Center for the Arts, are getting back on board. They've had some concerts and things like that already outside. But the 13th annual Ghost Talk will be Friday, October 30th. And that will be virtual at 7 o'clock. You can get to their website at pca-az.net. Another event for Halloween on October 31st, of course, that's Saturday, October 31st. Halloween Treats for the Kids at the Prescott Public Library from 10 to 6, and that's right downtown. And I'll share one more with you folks, the Founding Fathers Collective Halloween Party, a new business in town. The Founding Fathers is on Granite Street, and they have a celebration going from 1 p.m. to 12 midnight with kids' activities and adult activities at the same time.
Wonderful. And then there's always the Boo at the Zoo.
Yep.
That's fun, and that's a tradition here. And then the other thing, I don't know if you mentioned this, but our Prescott Police is doing the trunk or treat right at the police department as well on Saturday.
And, of course, Mount Vernon, historical Mount Vernon, and Park Avenue Country Club is doing their trick-or-treating at the different neighborhoods, and the city of Prescott is nice enough to close down the streets and help them out with it, keeping the kids safe.
And we have another really important event coming up. It's the Courthouse Light Christmas Lighting Fundraising Kickoff Party at the for the Friends of the Jersey Lily at Jersey Lily. And that's Thursday, November 5th from 4 to 8. Folks, this is the only way that you can really help support the courthouse lighting so that we can keep it lit. And we have a live auction and a silent auction. And the silent auction will be online, and the live auction will be hosted by our own Mayor Greg Mangarelli.
Mm-hmm.
He will be our auctioneer. And there are some outstanding items for the raffle, including the bronze, famous bronze, called the High Life. And we have Raskins that's donated, and we have tires available from Prescott Tire Pros. So there's just a lot going on with that. So put Thursday, November 5th on your calendar, and you can join us live on Facebook or come on in. We're going to have at half capacity in person for the live auction.
And if folks don't want to attend in person, they can buy raffle tickets online at www.thefriendsjls.com.
And we just encourage everyone to visit prescott.org. All the holiday Christmas, Arizona's Christmas City events are on. So the nighttime parade, the daytime parade, the courthouse lighting,
mm-hmm.
all of that is Acker Night. Everything is on board for this year, so go to prescott.org for all those details, and please remember to shop locally. And we thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of a Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.